For today's Hypeat Viewpoint, I'm talking to Grindleford Goat cycle sportive competitor Chris Melia. So this is the third year of the Grindleford Goat. What can you tell me about the origins of the event?
Well, it's a lovely event. It starts kind of on the edge of the Peak District, and it just takes a lovely route through the Peak District. It's a really nice mixture of hilly and some not so hilly bits. And certainly from what I've seen, you get people of all sorts of different abilities taking part, whether it's at the shorter distance or the longer distances. Some people take it really seriously. Some people use it more as a social sort of event. So it just seems to be a lovely sort of event that draws a lot of people from around the area.
Yeah. And a sportive is different from a race. Can you explain the difference between the two for me?
Yes, a sportive is very intentionally not a race. So although you get timed, so you have a chip time that tells you what time you set off and what time you get back, so you know how long it's taking you to do the ride, you aren't ranked, so people aren't competing against each other. They're just seeing how long it takes them themselves to do that ride. So it isn't as competitive and it isn't as aggressive as a race.
Yeah. And last year you obviously took part in the event. And when you reviewed how you'd done, you had a bit of a surprise. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was actually 2 years ago. So I'd been a cyclist in my 20s and then had switched to running for quite a few years. And then when I got into my late 40s, I was getting the inevitable knee problems. So I started cycling again. And the Grindleford Goat was one of the first sportives I'd ever done. So I didn't really have any expectations at all. I went and did the 60-mile route on my own, and I was the fastest woman by about half an hour and the fastest woman that had ever done the event. So it sort of took me by surprise, really, at just how fast I was. And it kind of reminded me that even though at this point I was 50, that I was still very fit and I was a serious athlete. And so as a result of it, I did start cycle racing for the first time at the age of 51 last year. And I've had a surprising number of successes since then.
Yeah, I've heard about that. So you've gone from strength to strength, really. And can you tell us about your most recent 10-mile record?
Yes, well, my first season last year, first season of time trialing last year, I didn't really know what I was doing, so I was just sort of feeling my way. But last year I did 11 races and I got 9 podium places out of 11 races. So this year I decided to set my sights on national records. And about a month ago, I did a 10-mile race and set a new national age category record. And then the week after, I did a 50-mile race and set another national 50-mile record. And that one was particularly surprising because I toppled 3 records that already stood, including one that had been set by a 41-year-old that stood since 1981.
That's absolutely fantastic. And do you think that you would have been able to have got to do those records without the Grindleford Goat rekindling your love for cycling?
I certainly wouldn't have had the confidence to compete if I hadn't done the Grindleford Goat and just seen what I was capable of doing. It just gave me all of my kind of competitive confidence back, which I have to be honest, at the age of 50, I thought, you know, those days were long dead and buried. So, you know, it was the perfect environment without any pressure to sort of, you know, to realise that I did still have all of that fitness and the competitive desire still nestling in me somewhere.
And if people want to get involved with the sportive, where can they go? Where can they find out more and how can they get involved?
There's a very good website for the Grindleford Goat, and I would say that the roads are lovely and quiet, and so if you're not a particularly confident cyclist, it's a really, really good event just to sort of get out there and enjoy it, not to feel under pressure, not to have to worry about your bike handling skills or anything like that. And it's a lovely event to do with friends or with family members and just to really enjoy it. And particularly if you get good weather, which you quite often do that weekend, it just makes for a lovely day out and a great way of, you know, sort of testing yourself, really.
That's absolutely fantastic. I'm just going to add that the Grindleford Goat website is www.grindlefordgoat.co.uk. And Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.